This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is cam girls. We're talking about the universe of cam.
Right.
And this is a long-anticipated episode. I feel like it's necessary to say that I've wanted to do this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I have been developing a TV show about camming for a year now.
It's true.
And know a ton about this topic. And part of why we put it off is that we wanted to have the perfect guest. And now we're just like in the era of recording without guests. Don't worry, they will be back. But right now we're, you know, recording from our closets and our couch forts and making things work in this.
Still trying to get this locked down.
Yeah, still just getting a handle on home recording before we throw in another variable. Yeah. So that's to say that we will do many more episodes about camming well into the future. But we wanted to start with the obvious entry point, which is cam girls. Because that is the majority of what this universe is made up of.
Everyone's staying at home now, and the opportunity to be a cam girl is at your fingertips, if it wasn't already.
Yes.
There have been a lot of new content creators.
Yes.
According to OnlyFans, there's been a 40% jump in new content creators between March 1st.
Yes.
And March 27th, which is kind of crazy.
That's a massive jump. Like, when you think percentage-wise, camming was already a $1 billion industry, so to think about one of the leading sites leaping by 40% is huge.
Yeah.
And that isn't to say that I discourage anyone from giving it a shot anyway. Like, it is...
Oh, yeah. So
part of what I pulled up and revisited in my prep for this episode was an incredible article by this former cam girl, Ayla, who we did contact, or we tried to contact, and I think just went to her other inbox. Mm. But she was a cam girl for 5 years and wrote an article on her own blog, Knowing Less, called Maximizing Your Slut Impact, an Overly Analytical Guide to Cam Girling.
Mm.
She wrote this in 2018 after she had officially retired, and it's a brilliant and thorough article. It goes through everything from, like, cameras to purchase to, like, how to set up your backdrops to the emotional labor of camming to,
right,
you know, how, like, different kinds of cam sites, which I should touch on briefly. Rachel, did you know that there are two major kinds of cam sites, token sites, and private sites?
I didn't. Tell me more.
Let me talk you through the difference. So token sites, for example, MyFreeCams or Chatterbait, these sites operate sort of like busking. In Ayla's words, where you stand there, you do things, and a watching crowd throws money at you. So these are the kind of sites I think most of us think of first when we think of camming. Where
is this like ManyVids?
Yes. So ManyVids has this component where they have the live option.
Yeah.
Although ManyVids is also very, like, is, I think what ManyVids actually does well is that it's a multi-format platform in that you can...
Right, it's not just live.
Yeah, you can buy videos from performers, and the interface is so nice that, like, you can kind of pick and choose how you interact with those performers. Mm-hmm. And obviously live is an option where you can just give them tokens or tips, so to speak, for their performances or their presence or their video game playing or whatever they're doing that you're watching. But they also have videos prominently displayed that you can just buy directly from those performers. The other kind of cam site are private sites, which are more like in Ayala's words, sort of like a brothel where you present yourself, get chosen by somebody, and then they take you into a private room for a while at a fixed rate. Mm. Now, you can also do that on token sites where like someone can pay per minute to have special privacy. Time alone with you. But private sites like StreamMate or Live Jasmine are more specifically driven by that like one-on-one room interaction and less by the actual performances.
Live Jasmine, I'm getting a lot of pop-ups for. Every time I'm on Pornhub, I'm getting a pop-up for Live Jasmine. It's a sexy girl wants to chat with me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I'm like, she does? How does she know? Like, can she see me right now?
Yeah. Does she like me? Does she think I'm sexy?
Yeah, Live Jasmine's kind of the stereotype of like the annoying pop-up when you're just trying to watch, porn. You know, porn mm-hmm. on what have you. Now it's Pornhub's own privacy, like private site. Like they now
are
like,
own it?
It's Pornhub Live. No, I mean now when you go to Pornhub, the ads that pop up are for Pornhub Live.
I was like, they own Live Jasmine too? Jesus, wouldn't be surprised.
They very well could. I truly can't even understand the monopoly that MindGeek and like other like porn aggregates have. So it's quite possible they've bought those sites. I heard recently that also the owner of MyFreeCams bought OnlyFans.
Oh.
Which is interesting. I'm curious to see how that plays out because sites like MyFreeCams, as an industry standard, and this is partially because they got out in the race so early, take a 50% cut of cam girls' earnings.
Holy shit.
And that's massive, but it's sort of a cam site industry like standard. Yeah. But there are now sites that are trying to disrupt that and put more of the compensation and control back into the hands of the performers. So OnlyFans is one of those where they advertise an 80% commission for the performers.
Yeah, they take 20.
Exactly. And ManyVids, which mm-hmm. was founded by Bella French, who I brushed up on. Do you know anything about Bella French or ManyVids?
I don't.
So Bella French went to business school in Montreal and tried to start a clothing store, actually did open one, and it flooded. And she was $200,000 in debt because that's how much money she had raised for this store and was only insured for a portion of what it actually cost to get the thing up and running. So she sort of resorted to camming in a moment of need where a friend said, like, why didn't you cam? And, you know, she initially looked down on it, as many people do, as like, I'm more resourceful than all the people that need to resort to sex work, and then completely shifted her perspective once she got into it, became a full-time cam girl, made a lot of money doing it, dedicated full time to it, like said in this article in Daily Beast that she was working like 100 hours a week at it.
Right.
And then she started ManyVids in 2014. And just a little bit of information about ManyVids. They say 80% of the transaction for things like physical goods go to performers, 60% of the transaction for videos, and 50% of the transaction for camming. So those are industry highs. They still take that 50% for camming, but they're giving higher percentages for other content.
What does physical goods mean?
Like if you want to sell something through...
Like panties or something?
Yeah, all kinds of things. I mean, if you looked at Avery Black's website, she sells an herb grinder. And there was one other thing.
Oh, it could be like literally
she sells
anything.
Like a hat. She sells a hand-signed Christmas card. Like there are goods that some cam people sell.
Right.
You know, the same way we sell merchandise. They sell merchandise. That's whatever kind of is fitting.
Yeah. But it could be like not necessarily like a hat with like her face on it. It could just be like, I designed a hat.
Yes. Her hat said like Avery Black is mean, I think. Like it was sold out, but it was just like something like just fun and sort of to her brand.
And also an herb grinder. That's awesome.
Yes. And it looked like classy and cool. I mean, it kind of fit with her whole aesthetic, which is very like LA hipster chic, you know, like very bougie.
Right.
So it's just something there for branding. People will also, and this is more of a workaround for the income limitations and the sort of like legalese around this. Like the federal government and most major institutions don't allow for sex workers to pull in money as easily as they would like to, meaning like if PayPal finds out that you're a sex worker, they will shut down your account. If Chase, if MasterCard, if any of these like big banks find out that you're taking income from sex work or from any kind of cam performance, they'll shut down your accounts. So a lot of times cam people are collecting money through cryptocurrency. There's a new adult entertainment driven crypto brand or like e-commerce brand called Spank Chain that is specifically for adult performers to collect money and protect themselves sort of unfettered, and they only take a 5% cut. So they're a promising new initiative, but I think it's essentially just like a commerce platform for adult entertainers. But what I was going to say is that a lot of performers collect gifts as a form of payment. Like they have Amazon wish lists. So that they can sort of quote unquote be paid outside of the cam sites in the form of goods. But that just, I was just reminded because we were talking about goods and services, like physical goods.
OnlyFans, it does not have a live component, right?
I don't believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like a platform where you pay a subscription and then you just get content. Photos and pics and stuff.
And, and it's a lot of custom content. Like Avery Black, who I keep referencing because we're going to specifically talk about one of her videos later.
Yeah.
I noticed that she does a lot of, hey, like, do you want a custom photo, video this weekend or a photo? Like, tell me what you want, and I'm shooting this weekend. And then she, you know, charges a, like, pay per piece of content fee for those.
Honestly, being a cam girl is, like, makes so much sense to me.
Rachel, like, I don't want you to hear this wrong, but, like... If your restaurant doesn't open up again anytime soon, I think you should seriously consider it. I think the only barrier for you right now that I know of is your boyfriend, and would he be cool with that? But like, you're already a person who takes great care in like taking selfies and like putting your ass on the internet. Like,
truly enjoy it.
As
I'm
much
like,
as
I could be making money. I've been doing this wrong.
Enjoy a lingerie pic with you, and we'll like low-key post that and be like, look at my body. There's some part of me that like that my skin just crawls, like I just cannot get on board with like photographs of myself on a regular basis. It's just something I'm not inclined to do, but you like love it.
Oh yeah.
And I think you have a sort of like exhibitionist streak that's
absolutely
only conducive to this. Can I read you a specific section from Ayala's article that might blow your mind slash convince you to be a cam girl?
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay. It's a lot of math, so like bear with me, but I'm going to kind of fly through this. And for anyone who's seriously considering camming right now, I highly recommend you read this article.
Yeah.
And, you know, grain of salt, it's from 2018. So, like, the industry has changed in terms of the advice that she's given, which is a disclaimer that she offers. So she fully breaks out the math of creating, like, basically estimating your income based on how attractive you are on, like, a traditional scale and how apt you might be for business. So she says, rate your business acumen potential, sales, reading people, general intelligence, marketing, emotional labor, capacity on a scale of 1 to 10. Multiply this number by 2 and add to the number of hours you plan on camming per week. We'll call this number X. If on the traditional 1 to 10 beauty scale, you're a 1 or a 2, multiply X by 0.3. If you're a 3 to 4, multiply X by 0.8. If you're a 5 to 6, multiply X by 2.5. And so on. So, for example, if you consider yourself about a 6 out of 10 business person and you plan on camming 25 hours a week, then 6 times 2 plus 25 equals 37. If you're a 6 out of 10 attractive, multiply 37 by 2.5 and you get a 92.5 an hour estimate. So $92.5 an hour estimate within 6 months on MyFreeCams.
Wow.
And this is the take-home amount after the MyFreeCams 50% fee.
Interesting.
So, like, Rachel, I'd put you in the 8, 9, 10 attractive quality. It's a question of whether you think you have the business acumen. And also the commitment, because truly to do this, you have to give massive amounts of your time. Like, it's hard to do this and do other things if you really want to make money. Like, the more part-time about it you are, actually, the less you will earn by hour.
Yeah. I read a really interesting article about how, like, the emotional labor side of it. You know, you get a strong sense of intimacy with your clients.
Yeah.
And also you become like a naked therapist, kind of.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you can get kind of like addicted to it. And, you know, because like, you know, one night you decide not to go live, those clients are going to find someone else to look at.
Yes. Yeah.
Which seems like a lot of stress.
Yeah, that's why it's. Yeah. It's such an emotional toll, and that's why it's such a full-time job. Like, that's why I said that it was 100 hours that Bella French was working, is because she was probably also girlfriending.
Yeah.
Here's another learn-a-term, where if you maintain communication and sort of perform the girlfriend experience for your clients, meaning you text them during the day, you send them photos, you communicate with them outside of your shows on camera— you know, you're enhancing your earning potential, because that's a great way to earn, like, a whale, like a major investor, like a big, rich client who's going to give you bigger chunks of money for doing less. But it's a massive emotional toll. And you are, as you said, like, essentially a therapist to these people. And that goes two ways, right? Like, you're being generous emotionally, but you're also taking in whatever they're dealing with. You know, the same way a therapist would be. So it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
It seems there's an interesting, like, Venn diagram to me of, like an amateur porn star and, like, just like, an escort and, like, cam girls, like, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And it's interesting that a lot of cam girls also evolve into more seen porn performers. And I think it just depends on, like, what your preference is. I think some performers really respond to the emotional component of camming and do really well and are good, so to speak, like therapists or friends or girlfriends to their clients. And they prefer that to the physical and also emotional labor of performing scenes all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas I think there are some people, the sexual performance and the sexual acts are more fun for them, and they would prefer to do that than to be talking to a bunch of people all day long.
Right. The relationship to the viewer is a main component.
Yeah, exactly. And and could be less of a, like, direct interaction. Like, there's certainly tons of fan interaction for porn stars, but it's less like, I have to sit down with you and talk to you about your day, and that's how I make my money.
In order to get paid. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an emotional physical Venn diagram where these different kinds of sex work sort of overlap each other and work in and out of those elements. Yeah.
It's honestly, I feel like it's the most agency you can kind of get.
Yes. As a sex worker. I mean, there's a very strong argument to be made that camming is the most ethical form of porn, because the entire, like, control is in the hands of the performer.
Yeah.
I will say that we should mention that there, of course, exist cam studios in, for example, Eastern Europe where.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, like, the women are going to studios, Romania, and they're taking even smaller cut. Like, the website takes a cut first, and then these studios take a cut for them to rent space to do these performances. So that's not as great of an example. But generally speaking, solo camming really puts the power in your hands. Like,
yeah, especially something like OnlyFans, where it's like you, or like a static video where you've made the content, you know. And you're enjoying yourself, and you happen to put it up, and, like, someone pays for it. As opposed to, like, I can feel like I could see why there could be an argument made in the opposite direction for, like, a live show where it's like, oh, someone. But I mean, I guess, again, you're setting the menu. You're setting your menu of what you want to do.
Yes.
So it's not like you're putting anything on there for someone to pay for that you're not actually going to want to enjoy doing.
Yes. You know? I should also toss into the mix that one of my very, very best friend's sisters was a cam girl. She's now retired, so she will remain unnamed. But she got on the camming boat early and was on, like, the cover of Chatterbait when Chatterbait had just come out. Like, I want to say around, like, 2012 or 2013, like, she was doing really well at it. And now it's a different landscape. Like, you see a lot of, like, gangbanging on the cover of Chatterbait, whereas it used to be just, like, this
on the
girl
cover.
With tits, the cover, on the homepage.
It's, like, the cover of the, you know, monthly magazine subscription to Chatterbait, you know? When you go to your mailbox, you open it up, and there's, you know, May's issue of Chatterbait. There she is, the cover star.
Listen, Rachel, you know as well as anyone, I was born in the 1930s.
Remember magazines?
I actually, I did get a catalog from Fleur de Mal today, and
what?
I was, like, delighted. I just randomly bought, like, lingerie from them once it was on sale, and I got, a physical catalog, and I was like, this is divine.
Wow.
There's pages to turn. Like, somehow it was such a novelty because it had been so long, and I deliberately unsubscribed from catalogs.
Yeah,
so.
You have the time now to go through a catalog.
Yeah, to, like, look through.
Peruse some pages.
Yes, they're gorgeous. Just lovely. Lovely production design all around. Yeah, yeah. I was sounding too expert. You had to poke a hole in something I said.
I did.
Oh, the cover?
Just
sorry.
Cut you off by the knees.
Do you
there.
Know about the internet? Yeah. Apparently not.
You dummy.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things I didn't really know much about camming before researching this episode, and I was like, when I was texting you the other night, I was like,
yeah,
I'm fucking bored. Like, I was like, I went through like 45 minutes of different girls, and then I realized, like, oh, you have to pay them to do stuff.
Yeah.
And then I understood.
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, finally, like, someone's doing something. And then I realized it was because, like, you know, people are, like, paying to, like, turn her vibrator on. And
yes.
I was like, oh, yes. Right. I get it now.
Exactly.
One girl was just literally just on her bed with a headset on, like, playing video games, like, not even looking at the camera. Like, she was just, like, bored and, you know, like, and I loved it. I was like, I want to know more about this girl. Like, it literally said, it's a tip to get my attention. And I was like, oh, she's doing this right.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, that's a whole niche in and of itself. The, ignorance.
Like
the I'm ignoring you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, I mean, so much of camming is just sitting in front of camera.
Yeah.
And, like, waiting for people to pay you. But a lot of it, too, is also, like, deliberately structuring things so that, like, it builds to a climax, you know? Like, you might have seen little meters on some of the pages you were looking at, like, 60% of the way to anal show.
Oh, sure.
And once that person makes X amount of tips that they set, they'll do the anal show. And, like, there's so much creativity that goes into being a good cam girl. Like,
you got to be an entrepreneur and you got to be savvy.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, some girls will do, like, whiteboards where they'll have different acts that they'll perform. And once they get enough tips, they'll, like, erase them and do it. And, like, different ways to, like, build anticipation towards, you know, masturbating usually.
Right. But one girl just had, like, you know, pay money and I'll put your name, like, on my wall, like, behind her, like, just on her wall behind her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey,
but a lot of it I was just watching and, like, kind of, I was just like, you know, because I'm used to porn, so I was getting bored and I was, like, flipping around, and then it was just, like, a lot of girls just topless in front of the camera, like, vaping.
Yeah.
One girl was just drinking a glass of water.
You're like, I could watch my roommate do this.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Just drinking a glass of water topless for 20 minutes. I was like, oh, okay.
Vaping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But what you're paying for when you're, you know, when you're tipping or paying these tokens for camming, what you're paying for is that live interaction, right?
Like, yeah, right.
You're paying to see this person, like, respond
in real time
to the money that you've given them.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's like, oh, she looked at me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's like, you know, when I talked to my friend who did it for many years, she was like, honestly, like, it was for me and my fans about female pleasure. Like, people really just wanted to see me genuinely
enjoy,
like, play with a dildo and, like, genuinely enjoy that, and for them to feel like they're a part of that. I should also add, she is and was married, and part of when you said you set your own menu, you set your own rules. Like, for example, no fat shaming or no, like, XYZ that would be, like, my potential trigger, and you often have a moderator in your room that can kick someone out if they violate your guidelines. So sometimes her husband would, like, watch her sexy shows, kick anybody out who made a negative, like, who violated her rules or made a comment they weren't allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, like, a fun weeknight activity. And she made, like, the same kind of money that, like, a bartending shift would pay to do it, like, a few nights a week. So Anyway, I just sound like I'm really just trying to make everyone be a cam girl. But has it worked on you, Rachel? Like, are you considering it? Do I need to call your boyfriend and tell him it's going to be okay?
Yeah, just from my parents' home, like during self-isolation and quarantine, I'm just going to, you know, set up a tripod. Like, please leave me alone for 3 hours.
I mean, we already talked about how you look like a horror movie girl in that closet.
This closet.
Just like dark lit except for your moon face.
I know, it's so
that could
sad.
Be your niche. You could just do horror cam stuff. Just crawl out and like masturbate at us and then crawl back into the darkness.
I was just thinking when you said the thing about like getting tipped, it reminded me of like the another form of sex work, which is stripping. And it just seems like camming is the apex of all sex work.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's like a concentrated form of like it combines all of the elements of sex work. Yeah.
You know, you get like the performative aspect of like a porn performer and like the exhibitionist side of a stripper and, you know, of the intimacy side of like an escort and like a relationship with, you know, your client.
Yeah.
And you're working for money, which is all sex work.
Yeah. And by the way, Rachel, you and I know as well as anyone that those are also skills and labor that service workers perform. It's customer service, right? It's
yes.
Like dealing with the public and it's dealing with the emotional labor of like being kind to someone who's not being kind to you, you know? Or like being
emotionally
being emotionally generous towards someone at 2 in the morning when you
literally
would rather
being
do
a bartender
anything else
is sex work.
It is. 100%. I mean, the reason I bring it up is that like the line there is a moralistic one, you know? Like if you think bartending is any different than camming, that it's like you just have a moralistic view of
right.
sex.
Then you're a man.
Then you're my dad.
Yeah,
dad.
That actually reminds me of this thing on that article that I talked about, the emotional side of camming in Vice. Like this filmmaker Sean Dunn interviewed like dozens of models for his documentary Cam Girls, and he said that one guy described the experience like less like a strip club and more like a pub with a hot bartender who everyone wants to make laugh.
Yeah,
yeah, I get that. That makes a lot of sense to me.
That is a brilliant analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're literally like tipping to get them to laugh.
Yeah. Just know? To get like, them to, just, you just want to make them laugh. You
just
know?
To get their attention.
The hot bartender. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There's a dynamic too that Ayla talked about in her article as well, that like there are strategies to create that sort of crowd mentality, like around almost creating competition between the people in your live show. So like if you're scaling your tips on whether I pay attention to you or like she would talk about the psychology of being like, oh my God, big tipper XYZ and like saying their account name and this sort of, you know, again, the psychology of like what it is to be the dude that's like, she said my name, dudes, like that you get to sort of swing your big dick around or your big wallet around and have this woman, you know, champion you for that. And that feeds into, you know, a psychology that a lot of men in particular viewing this kind of content, you know, give into or want to play along with. It's a whole fascinating universe.
It really is.
So excited to do an episode where we can bring on, you know, one or two cam people. I'm also excited to talk about cam boys as well.
Yeah.
Most of the sites we've talked about are more female driven, like MyFreeCams in particular, but there are obviously counterparts for gay men in particular or for just men. And you can find men on, you know, more sites like ManyVids and OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And there is an interesting crossover with the kinds of porn performers we talk about more often, like scene performers who also have OnlyFans and ManyVids accounts.
Right.
To share their own content and supplement their income.
Which honestly, I would, you know, absolutely support. It's like the most ethical way of, you know, supporting these and consuming porn.
Yes. Yeah. I think the most ethical thing is to put that
straight
money directly into the hands of your favorite performers. Like,
exactly.
Why not?
Yeah. Not to say that, I mean, obviously, like, we love the art form. It is a podcast about porn. So like, I'm here for the storyline.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here for the scenes. I want production value.
You know, I want someone to direct this.
Yes.
And I want it to be me.
Yes. And that's my preference, but I'm still going to pay for that porn when I pay for those scenes.
Absolutely.
With the Girls on Porn debit card. Anyway. Which we didn't even mention. Somehow I feel like our bank is going to listen and be like, oh, you can't.
Oh, you know. Now we're getting shut down.
By the way, last political high horse thing before we take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Rachel, you've probably seen on Instagram, I might have even sent you a couple links about it, but a lot of the stimulus money that is going out into the world is being policed for sex workers. Like, literally, there is a question in the application process that, like, you basically have to verify that you're not doing any, like, prurient behavior, like, performing of, like, sex or nudity, and that even if you, like, run an adult toy store, like, you are not able to grab any kind of support during this time. So,
which
just a reminder that our country's
psychotic.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with anything? Does that make me less of a citizen?
Yeah.
You know, I think about that a lot, especially because I'm like, how are like strippers and like filing for unemployment? Well, I guess I'm not sure actually how it would work with a stripper, but like, you know, with porn performers or, you know, escorts or like a dominatrix. Yeah.
Like, for anyone like running their own business, meaning a cam person.
Yeah.
Like you said, a dominatrix, like a sex worker who might be an in-person sex worker or.
Right.
Who hosts shows, like, you are technically running your own business because that's going to be freelance income, and you're not able to take advantage of this freelance, specifically, like, freelance and gig worker support that's going out right now, or the small business support that's going out right now, so.
Yeah, like, especially when, like, your whole industry is, like, based on physical touch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are sex workers, which I think is a reason why, like, content creators are have blossomed
exploding
so much on,
right now.
Yeah.
Some of those sex workers are just transitioning formats,
to canning.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And just other people who are desperate or who are just like, hey, you know, I've always thought about giving this a try.
Right. Yeah.
What better time than when I am locked in my apartment for weeks on end?
Yeah. with a ring light.
tripod.
Oh, is that just me?
Yeah. If only, Rachel, why did you leave that shit in New York?
I know. So true.
All right, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Cool.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back. Are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
Sorry, I was just like readjusting. Do you ever just like sit too long and your leg falls asleep, but then it like reaches up like into your vagina?
100%. Yeah.
And you're like, cool, half of my vagina is now asleep.
Yeah, I've really learned new things about legs falling asleep recording from home, because I think there's something about home recording.
So startling.
Yeah, I feel like I have to hold perfectly still and then my legs fall asleep and then I try to move them and then they like it comes for the rest of my body.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a cramping. It's terrible.
Can I also throw in another thing I observed on the break?
Oh, sure.
That I just wanted to talk about because it's fun fodder. Mm. I got back onto the dating apps. So, like, I got on Raya. I was trying out Raya. I think I went on, like, one date before, like, the virus hit. And then I was like, well, fuck it. It was kind of, like, relieved to just get off of it for a while. And then multiple friends have been, like, dating apps right now. And they're right. They're like, I just got on Hinge and like every time I open my phone, there's like 10 new likes. Like it's overwhelming.
Oh, wow.
People be busy. Makes me feel good. It's exactly what I needed because mostly I get on apps for like a little bit of an ego boost. And then
absolutely.
I'm like, this is exhausting and I leave. But like, hey, maybe I'll actually talk to some people for a while. It also makes more sense to me because part of what I hate about dating apps is the like, okay, and then we go for drinks and I know in 5 minutes this isn't gonna work out, but I
That's why I like Hinge.
They
have to respond to prompts, you know, like do they have a personality, whether, you know, as opposed to just having like a bio.
Yeah,
it's like I'm 5'8 and I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Cool. I know nothing about you.
Yeah.
I actually don't even know if either of those things are true.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. It's a better interface and like a little funnier, but like even more so now. I haven't FaceTimed with anyone yet because I literally set it up last night.
Oh,
but
sure.
I am kind of, at first I was like fucking FaceTiming with people, but I was like, actually, that's kind of chill because at least I'm not spending $50 like on two drinks to like see you and be like, actually,
what
no.
A waste. Yeah.
And then also dealing with the like uncomfortable interaction of having to like end something with someone you didn't even start something with.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Oh, I can't wait for your first FaceTime date.
I'm going to tell you all about it. Maybe I'll tell you about it on the show.
Oh, listeners. Stay tuned.
We'll see. We'll see. Although I don't like to get too specific about my personal life on the show. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Back to porn.
Back to porn.
Okay,
Avery Black.
Yeah, the first video we're going to talk about is from Avery Black. It's from OnlyFans, which we said before operates like a subscription, similar to like Patreon or something where you pay for a subscription, then you get content.
I was going to say earlier, like, Rachel, we need to be taking notes from all of these cam girls.
I know.
As we are in the process, folks, of setting up our Patreon, please subscribe to our Patreon once it's set up.
Yeah. I don't have a job.
Yeah. So Avery's, I just want to talk about like Avery's overall brand
vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like, this is like, I want to hang out with her. It feels,
I feel
very
like
close.
I know her actually.
Yes.
This is someone that I have hung out with, I think.
And
LA.
Like, I feel like we've been at the same party or we have mutual friends at the very least. And like everything she does is sort of gently informed by this bougie brand that she kind of has going. Like,
yeah.
So in this video, basically all that happens is she masturbates
on her bed in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It's lovely. She, like, all you get are like her, and she's beautiful, and like her lovely, like, hipster manicure and like salmon pink, her like sage green silk robe.
She's got a full face beat. She's got like Instagram influencer status, like Kardashian level face. Like, she's got beautiful, her hair is done. She's got some, but she's got some tattoos. Like, she's got like a little bit of a sleeve going. So she's edgy, you know? Like, she's.
And she's in her luxury robe and she. Yeah. She sort of touches herself initially, takes off the robe, and then she pulls out
banging body.
Yeah, banging body. Important to mention.
She's got a banging body. And she's wearing, you know, and she does like the like enticement dance, if you will. She's just kind of like, she's getting warmed up. She's starting to feel herself. She's like feeling her body. She's in a thong. She like, you know, she shows off her body. She shows off her ass. glass, mm-hmm. and then she takes off her panties and she pulls out a magic wand, a version of a magic wand.
A really cool dildo, though. That was also what I was driving towards. It's like the branding down to the dildo selection.
Yeah.
It's like
it's not a dildo.
A vibrator.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like it's a version of a magic wand. I want to know what brand it is specifically. It's like black and mm-hmm. has like a steel end on it, like a looks like a silver end on it. It's just like a very cool
high end
vibrator.
You know?
Yeah,
it's a luxury brand for sure. Like we're thinking like Lilo, you know?
Yeah,
like it's like a nice high end, almost $200 vibrator. I'm gonna assume.
Yeah, it reminded me that we have a vibrator to claim from Balesa because they sent us that thank you for mentioning them.
Oh, yeah.
And I never filled out the form, so I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to plug them again right now. Balesa's awesome.
We love Balesa. They're the best. But yeah, and then she, you know, Jill's off and comes.
Mm-hmm. And the coming is also the kind of coming that I love to see. A, from a woman, and B, like, with a magic wand, because she, like,
intense.
Clearly, like, rides the wave, and it's very intense. Like, she starts to come, and you kind of see her, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, she bucks a little bit.
Yeah. We see legs shaking. We get some leg shaking. We get some, like, pussy, like, pulsing. You know, that's what I'm looking for. I want to be able to tell that, like, the vagina canal is, you know, clamping down.
And yeah, basically it's super hot and like short and sweet and to the point. So if solo female pleasure is what you're here for, it's a great piece of content.
And she's stunning. She's a beautiful, you know, if you're looking for like a Kardashian-esque, like, you know, beautiful girl get off, like, then might I recommend Avery Black?
I almost wouldn't even... Like, I'm inclined to put her in a category next to the Kardashian vibe because she feels, aside from the, like, elaborate makeup, she feels more natural.
Yeah, well, she's got tats, too. Like, she's almost got a
she's
sleeve.
Edgier and she feels more natural.
It's true.
And just has, like, a slightly more down-to-earth vibe.
Right,
than
like,
the,
she definitely is smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we know from the herb grinder that she sells.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if she didn't smoke weed, but she was selling herb paraphernalia. But listen.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot as hell. Also, it was interesting to see, because, she's making her own content, kind of like the way she has to readjust. You know, like halfway through it cuts and she has to readjust because she's like, oh, you can't see my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's being a cam girl is hard.
Yeah.
You know, when you're making your own content, you've got to worry about lighting and angles and editing this thing. And, you know, you don't have to worry about that if you're, you know, you've got a crew.
If somebody else is shooting it for you.
Well,
you do
it,
have to worry about that. You just don't have control over it. So it's sort of a question of which way you'd rather do it. Like, I'd rather have the control than be like, did you get that for the edit? Like, do you need to do one more?
Can I see some playback?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So
Yeah. We should say, though, she also, I believe that she is partnered with another performer, Oliver Davis, who we almost talked about, but we ultimately decided to focus on cam girls for this episode and get into cam boys later.
Right.
But I believe that they are a content creating
cam
duo.
People.
Cam people.
Folks. Yeah.
Cam couple.
Yeah.
Who do all kinds of content. So sure, there's scenarios where they literally lend each other a hand for their stuff.
We've also been talking very like binary terms, but like obviously like there's cam everyone. And
there are like non-binary cam performers and there are trans cam performers.
It's not just a space for, you know, just
men and women.
Right. Binary genders.
Certainly not just for women. Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. There were some interesting techniques there. She crossed her leg over her hand and kind of like squeezed down, which I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, she worked her ass, like her little butthole into the shot. I don't know why I said little butthole, like it's my first time saying butthole, but here we are. But yeah, she sort of angled her ass up so that that was included in the shot while she's holding her ass and still working the vibrator.
Yeah.
You know. Creative.
Simple. It was great. I believed it was genuine pleasure just simply because I knew she made this herself, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, why wouldn't you actually get off?
Yeah. You know? Well, as long as you've got a vibrator in your hand.
Yeah. And you're... let's actually do this thing.
Like, why? You know,
why
not?
Fake it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just looked genuine.
It looked very genuine. And like
from my experience of having a vagina and having orgasms, yeah, that looked like that.
Yeah. From my experience of having a vagina and having orgasms, having a magic wand in my cunt, it looked.
And also sometimes a camera, if I'm being honest.
It. Yeah. See, Rachel, you're just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
I know.
From living it's your so wildest true. Dreams.
It's true. I mean, I've already got content for days.
Yeah.
There was one comment on this video, and it said, busted a nice nut to this. Which I...
busted a nice nut.
Which, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know? Someone is letting her know.
A nice, healthy nut.
Yeah. Some encouragement to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
Big fan. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
So this video is from ManyVids. It's Lana Raine. She's currently the number one ManyVids girl. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, was a cool way for us to set this up, because as opposed to, you know, what Avery Black's brand is, this is the entirely different way. Someone who has a very specific niche, you know?
Yes. So the tags on Lana Raine's profile are cosplay, games, hair color, odd insertions, and role play.
Yeah.
And boy, does she deliver. So this is this is very niche content, and sites like ManyVids, I don't know exactly how they determine number one, but most sites, it's some like combination of, but ultimately about, like, you're making the most amount of money per hour,
right?
While you're camming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's to say that, like, we know that she's a high ass earner, and I think that's partially because this is this very specific content that people are damn willing to pay for,
right? She goes to great lengths. Like, she's got a backdrop, she's got like a nice camera setup, like there are lots of wigs and props and costumes involved.
Yeah, I was genuinely curious about the like production costs of all
I know.
Of this, because all of her videos have different costumes. They're incredibly elaborate and detailed.
Oh yeah, they're almost all based on like anime. It's almost all like cosplaying characters.
Yeah, it's primarily anime and like some games, some. Mm-hmm. Other like random animated stuff, but that is the primary focus. Uh-huh. I had to really do my homework on what in specific reference to.
So the title of the video is Star Guardian Lux Egg Laying.
Yes.
And Star Guardian Lux is a character from League of Legends.
Yes. So League of Legends is a whole game universe.
Yeah.
I pulled some language from the website. Star Guardians can only defeat the darkness that spreads across the universe if they stand together. They will fight as one or fall as many. And I also watched a music video about the Star Guardians. And just to give our listeners some context of how much popularity this universe has, the music video had 21 million views.
Holy shit.
So like, think about how many views like Ariana Grande and Beyonce are getting on Vivo, and just know that this is like close behind them.
Yeah. Anime is just a world I know I've never dipped a toe in.
Yeah. So I tried to do enough digging that I was like, at least I won't say like what it is wrong. So League of Legends is a team-based strategy game where two teams of five powerful champions face off to destroy the other's base. Choose from over 140 champions to make epic plays, secure kills, and take down towers as you battle your way to victory. In the process of going down this rabbit hole, I also just stumbled into a live game. So I'm gonna play that for you now.
So I think champions, we can just get into the thick of things. He's also running the exhaust, so I wouldn't be too worried looking at this. I think that right now Fnatic is really set up for success. I think they have, you want to talk about OG comfort picks from last game, this is like Fnatic comfort picks across the board. Gragas, the Aatrox and...
You want to talk about Fnatic OG comfort picks?
Okay, this is...
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is new language.
Yes, yeah. I've never so quickly been like, I don't think I understood...
Am I having a stroke?
50% of the words that those guys were saying. I mean, I recognize that this was like any other game... Like pre-game kickoff, like the game had it started, it was like our esports casters being like, okay, so what do we think is going to happen for the Patriots in the field today? Like same tone, but using just so many words I did not know.
I literally was like, I'm having a stroke. Like this, the normal words aren't making sense in my brain. So let's just talk about the video, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it. I just wanted to preface by saying that, like, we're new to this universe, so...
My God, are we?
Yeah.
So she's got a full pink wig. She looks great. She's really, you know,
elaborate
done what
makeup.
She can to, like, make sure she looks, you know, she's probably, like, an excellent cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is an excellent... She's doing it. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And we've got a alien penis, I'm going to assume. It's like a purple two-pronged dildo.
I was going to say exactly that. We've got a purple-pronged dildo blowjob that happens at the top of this.
Right.
Much of it is this blowjob.
Yeah.
And then she also... fucks herself with and then gets fucked. I noticed I was like, oh, she has a lending hand because at one point she was leaning back and someone was fucking her with the same dildo.
Right.
And then she sort of fucks the dildo from above.
She rides it. And then, my God, she lays some eggs.
Surprise. She had eggs inside her vagina this entire time.
Wow.
And they look like... Like crystal eggs? Like
they, you know what they look like to me? They look like the Jell-O Easter egg molds that you would get as a child. You know? From like you go to someone's Easter party or like at like, you know, elementary school. It's like everyone brings an Easter treat and like someone's mom made Jell-O eggs and that's what she had in her pussy.
Did you notice if they had give? They looked very solid the way they popped out. That's why I was like, are these crystal eggs? Like, I just was like trying to
figure
out. I feel
like they looked, I was like, they had to have had some sort of give.
Yeah, like they were probably silicone.
Yeah, they
but
had
they,
to be.
They also looked very solid. It was like hard to tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like beautiful colors.
Gem colors.
Well. Yes. Yeah, gem colors. Exactly.
A gem colors.
And so I can only assume this is a major element of this universe, that there's eggs that were hidden, and perhaps she twisted the plot to be like the eggs were hidden.
Or maybe
that's even part of it.
It's not even part of it. It's just something that she does. Like, she just obviously knows her niche, and she knows the people who are looking at her content and what they want. I mean, it is very incredibly well produced. I mean, that for me, it doesn't seem like this is enjoyable like sexually. It's like enjoyable for like another reason, because it's just like she knows that someone is watching it.
Yeah, I do think it's both. Like, I also believe that this is her specific kink. Like, I just like popping around. I mean, there's no way to know if someone is putting on a character or putting on an interest in a specific kink. Like, it could of course be that this performer was like, there's money in anime, so I'm just going to go full throttle cosplay anime.
But I believe
better
that.
Better guess
just,
is that she, like, is actually into this and she has a kink around it, and that she enjoys, like, masturbating as these characters. And I do think that her fan base is, like, very sexualized about these universes and wants to see these characters
fuck
and like perform sex acts the same way that like there's Simpsons porn.
Like, I mean, she's got like there was one video that's Bowsette or no, Bouette.
Yeah, it was Bouette, but it's close to the Bowsette. Yeah, I don't know enough about what Bouette is, but that is a video I also
Super
saw.
Mario.
Oh, it's is Bouette a character? Because I know Bowsette is. Is
boo,
that what
like
Bouette
boo,
also
like
is?
Big boo. Yeah, like. The boo.
See, I don't know enough about any gaming universe. I'm bad at all of them, y'all.
That's
the only one I know. Greatest flaw. I didn't grow up with video games. I fall off into the river, even like playing Mario Kart. Like, terrible.
Yeah.
I'm it's only just, good at the ones where you really use your hands, you know, oh, you're like dancing or you're playing it.
She's really good at Nintendo Wii.
Even that makes me mad, though. I'm like, this isn't like real tennis. It's a smaller gesture of the hand.
I hate you.
You know what I loved, though, is when we tried VR at HeadGum.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a shooter game. That was so fun. I loved that. I want that.
Put it on your Amazon wish list.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I looked at Lana Raine's Amazon wish list. I wanted to know.
What was on there?
There was like a beautifully detailed chrome toilet seat.
Mm.
And then there was just like some like anime characters, some costumes and stuff, but like little figurines. I also looked at her YouTube page. Where she did a tour of her home.
It what was that like?
Exactly what you'd think it was like. It was just like lots of posters, like anime posters. There's a picture with her and John Bernthal from Comic-Con.
Wow.
She had, I mean, it was spacious, you know, she has a very nice place.
Yeah.
She was like wearing a wig in it. It's just like lots of wigs, lots of costumes. And then she had a map of like the world with little pins. And she was like, yeah, I bought this because, you know, I want to like put a pin in like all the places that I've been. And then you zoom in, she zooms in and it's just like New York and like Toronto.
Oh.
And it made me think about that article that I read where it was like the cam girl was like, all I did was just like sit at home in cam because I just wanted to like keep up content and like keep my clients happy. And like, it was like a vicious cycle. And I was like, yeah, this girl, like she was like, yeah, one of my goals is just to travel. And I was like, God, she probably fucking can't.
Well, there are cam people who travel a bunch.
Oh, sure.
And that's part of it.
If you're making this kind of content.
Yeah. If you're like doing more token stuff, you are sitting in front of a camera pretty aggressively.
And then also she had this header at the top of the video that I don't know if you noticed, it said like, I am not an organization. I am one person working solo. Vids take me over 40 hours of script writing, color grading, and editing. If you found this for free, do not add to the damage by sharing it further. Keep it to yourself and be happy you found it.
You found that at the top of her profile? Because she also had a...
Oh, no, on the video itself.
Oh, that's where I saw it too. At the end, she has that laid out in detail about like not resharing her content on the free platforms, which is understandably super frustrating.
But yeah, like 40 hours of script writing. Also like script writing. You're not writing a script. But I mean, like maybe she's coming up with concepts, but
I think she's like, you know, spending a day or two brainstorming and being like, oh, it'll be this and then I'll do this. And then it's you know, like sort of a beat sheet, if you will.
Yes.
Which is a fun term to bring into the porn space.
Yeah, a beat sheet. I love that.
What's up with my beat sheet? Oh, boy.
But yeah, it just wasn't, for me, I'm more interested in seeing genuine pleasure. So I didn't think, you know, like, she didn't orgasm or anything, you know. But there is obviously an audience for this. It's just not particularly my thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely us being entirely new to the universe and not being cosplay people. Like, this certainly isn't for us. But yeah, I agree that I would have been interested in more female pleasure because that is what I look for in porn as a priority.
Yeah.
But incredible production value.
I know.
And creativity and...
The actress nerd in me, like, gets the cosplaying thing, though. Like, I was like, yeah, I mean, all I want is to, like, wear, like...
Honestly, Rachel, you should be camming in like 19th century cosplay.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want.
I want to like manage your cam career and I'll take 0%. You just like, I'm here to help.
Lady Mary masturbates and, you know.
Rachel, there's so much money in that. There's got to be. Talk to your boyfriend.
While she sips tea and gets breakfast in bed.
Next week, we're going to talk about my FaceTime dating, and we're going to talk about your conversation with your boyfriend about your new source of income.
Keep brainstorming.
I'm going to just keep planting seeds. And someday, Rachel, I'm going to make you a millionaire.
Honey, I'm just out of sheer boredom. I am inches away.
You know, sleep on it. Sleep on it. Are either of these going in your spank bank?
You know what? The Avery Black one might. I mean, I'm definitely, now that we have a subscription, I'm definitely going to be looking at her content more because I am attracted to her. I think she's, you know, she's got a thing that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say yeah. What about you?
Yeah, same. I think, like, it's interesting. I'm, like, I don't know if I would necessarily masturbate to just the isolated video of Avery masturbating, mm-hmm. but like potentially I would, or potentially I would masturbate to her and or her work with Oliver Davis, depending on what that is. Like,
me too. I'm curious to see what her stuff is with partners.
If there are couple scenes. I haven't seen any yet.
There are. She's a foursome vid.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
I know.
Yeah. So I like might be more into the interactive content because female solo stuff doesn't tend to be what does it for me in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a fantastic and like genuine performer. Like I liked what she was doing and it felt earnest and it felt like real female pleasure, which is ultimately what I'm here for. So
exactly.
I dug it.
Hey, learned a lot this episode. Gotta say. Open my eyes.
And more to come.
Indeed.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.